Today on Rockin' the Suburbs.
Patrick, who do you think was the greatest rookie of all time?
Ken Griffey Jr. or maybe Shaq? I don't know. Maybe I'd go all the way back to Sammy Ball.
Slinging Sammy Ball. Yeah, those are all pretty good picks, but just wait until you hear today's episode. All right. Yesterday, Patrick, we heard some fresh jams from you.
I'm off the hook, man. Yeah. I'll tell you, Jim, March was a great month for new music. It was hard to cut it down, right?
There was a lot of great stuff, and obviously it wasn't planned this way, but it was kind of really perfectly timed for when we have all this time at home.
It was
kind
weird.
Of amazing.
Yeah. Weird. There were some records that, I don't know, Jim, just to say this really quickly, when you're in times of trouble or times of stress or you're feeling bad or
Mother Mary comes to
breakup,
me.
Yeah. No. I mean,
yeah.
You know, sometimes you take music, pop music, rock music, whatever, and you sort of apply it to your personal situation, but sometimes it really fits.
Yeah, totally.
No, there was a lot of records in March that fit for me. So.
All right, so here we go. This is March New Music. My picks. I'm going to do four songs. So
yes!
I had extra time to listen to music this month. So I got four picks. I couldn't decide.
Coronavirus.
Couldn't quite
special.
Narrowed it down. Exactly. So it's Rockin' the Suburbs. I'm Jim Lenihan.
I'm Patrick Foster.
And I'm going to kick us off with some real rock and roll. Are you ready? All right, there you go.
That was fantastic, man.
So I got to say, the band there is called Rookie.
Yeah.
This is their debut album. It's on Bloodshot Records.
Wow.
They're a Chicago band. You can hear, you know, definitely some Cheap Trick in there, but also I think some like Faces and stuff like that.
Totally.
I thought
Kiss.
It was appropriate. Yes, I think so. Yeah, sure.
Yeah, totally.
I thought it was appropriate too because, you know, stuck in the house and you just want to like rock out sometimes. And then also for people, for you who can see me on the video, and hopefully we're going to get this video on our Patreon too, you can see I started to take on sort of a 70s look to my appearance, don't you think?
Yeah.
With the shaggy
totally.
Hair and the beard
yep.
going on, right?
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. So I'm in that kind of mood.
Totally. I totally agree with that. I love the drumming on that. Some of the breaks were just like unhinged. It was really good.
Really cool.
You know? Yeah. Like they were really feeling it down in the basement.
Yep. So that band is called Rookie. It's their debut album.
Nice.
Came out in March. As I mentioned, they're from Chicago.
Right. And did they write their name in all caps?
Yes.
That's cool.
And not to be confused with... When you Google them, unfortunately, there's also a band called Rookie out of Toronto, which is a cover
right,
band.
Right.
So don't,
right.
That's not it. This is a band playing original music. It's all, this whole album is just fun like that. It's all that kind of 70s style rock and roll.
Loved it, man.
Guitar heavy. They're a 6-piece, so they got a big sound and just really fun stuff. And, you know, it'd be great to drive around in like a custom van if you could and put this
right
on.
Right now, gas is cheap.
Preferably on an 8-track. But if, you know, you can't really get out much right now, it's fine. Listen to it at home. Get it on, get one of those component systems that you can put in that rack, that vertical rack with the glass doors, right?
Isn't that what you just ordered?
That's what I want to buy, but I'm not. I'm doing something else with my stereo right now. But anyway,
okay.
We all remember those, right? That's how everybody had their stereos back then. So
totally, man. There was a magnet that closed the door.
Yes, that's right.
And I'll tell you, Jim, right now you can get a custom van pretty cheap, and gas is very cheap.
Drive
so
around.
Why not?
Man. Yep.
Yeah. They'll deliver.
Okay, now my next pick here for March. I got to go back to the post-punk well.
Yep.
Because there's so much great stuff coming out in that sort of sub-genre to these days. Oh, before I do that, I want to credit Rookie. It was actually Scott Parks who turned me on to that record. So I just want to credit him for that. Because another listener turned me on to this record. That would be Vasant Ramamurthy. And he turned me on to this band called Cable Ties. And this is a song called Lonnie. All right, there you go. That's Cable Ties.
Oh, that was sweet, man. I was upset that you switched that off. I love that little three-note guitar stab that kind of changed the song from chorus to verse.
Yep.
Very nice, Jim.
Well, if you want to listen to more, go check that out because that song goes on for 7.5 minutes.
Oh, yeah. So you know. I saw that.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, right. But it's great. This album is called Far Enough. From Cable Ties, it's their second album. They are on Merge Records.
Oh,
and
I've heard of that label.
They are a trio from Melbourne, Australia. And, you know, obviously they play, you know, that kind of post-punk or maybe proto-punk kind of sound. Some people compare them to Sleater-Kinney a little bit, which you can hear sort of in the vocal style, I think.
Totally,
The rhythm section of this band likes to compare themselves with the Stooges, so... You know, you kind of have a lot of all that stuff that we love, right?
Totally, man. I hear a little Lubricated Goat in there as
there
well. So I think it's good.
Okay. So now we're going to go from Australia to Sweden. Okay?
Makes sense. Yeah.
Right.
Obvious. Yep.
I don't know how I discovered this exactly, but I really like it a lot. This is a Swedish artist. I'm going to apologize to the Swedish listeners we have, and we do have some. I'm probably going to get this pronunciation wrong. Please call in and correct me. It is Håkan Hellström, I think.
Right.
And he apparently, since 2000, has been a big star in Sweden. He had his breakthrough in that year. He has released 7 albums to this point.
Wow.
And out of those albums, 6 of them have gone to number 1 in Sweden. Okay. And the other one went to number 2. So,
wow.
So that's
what's wrong with that album.
So, exactly. So,
yeah.
This guy's a big deal. Let's see. I have that right. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. I'm sorry. He's released. I may have that wrong. He may have released 9 albums and 8 of them went to number 1. Anyway, however many he has released,
right,
all of them went to number 1 except for one that went to number 2. So, the, new song that apparently is off his album that is coming up later this year is called Till Salmon's Eye Mörker, which in English means together in the dark. So listen to this.
Yo,
All right, there you go. I think I pronounced it a little bit wrong. Till Simmons E. Merker. There you go.
Oh, that was fantastic, Jim. It reminded me of like many things. One thing I heard in there that I really love was the Go-Betweens.
Okay.
You know what I
okay.
mean? There was a little yep. bit of acoustic guitar or sort of a trebly guitar that broke through. And then there was this beautiful sort of, female led voice and a gorgeous chorus that, you know, kind of gave you a big hug.
Yeah.
I thought it was great,
yeah.
man. It was
I thought the, I thought some of the vibe and the vocal delivery reminded me a bit of the War on Drugs.
Yes. I thought I could totally yeah. see that as well, which isn't that far from the Go-Betweens and totally right. agree with that. Yeah. Sort of a really cool melding of psychedelic and folk and rock and yeah. just sort of yep. laid back stuff. That was fantastic. Yep. Really, yep. really good.
I like that a lot. And one of the things I really like about our new, you know, streaming age is that you can discover these international artists.
Yes.
And once you like one of them, then you start to get other stuff
exactly.
recommended to
yeah.
you. And it's so cool.
We have really figured that artificial intelligence recommendation thing out music-wise. It's great. Yeah.
It's so cool because you would never have heard this stuff before.
Seriously.
Because a guy could be a big star in a country like Sweden
yeah.
and his stuff would never get exported to the United States because he's not singing in English.
Right.
And they just figure there's zero market for this. Why would we ever do that? Right. But then when you can now hear it, you're like, this is pretty cool.
And
stuff,
he could also
you know?
Like
so, yeah.
Big Star. Everything would be
That's
fun.
Right.
No, you're right, Jim. And the ability to support artists, you know, by just giving them $2 on Bandcamp or whatever is fantastic. You know, it really is. It encourages them in these little scenes, these little hives
yeah.
they've made. And I've been there. So, you know, every $2 Slope gets means a lot.
Now, that's right.
Totally does.
Now, one thing I want to mention later in the song, I mentioned the song is all in Swedish, as you heard.
Yeah.
But later in the song, there's one line in English.
Uh-huh.
And that line is, it's the end of the world as we know it.
Ah.
And I went and I looked up the lyrics, translated the lyrics of the whole song into English. And that's a part in the song where this is essentially a love song. He's singing, you know, about how, sort of like how much their lives are intertwined and I would say they sort of live for each other, I guess. But anyway, there's a part in the song where he talks about them driving in the car, listening to the radio and singing out loud. It's the end of the world as we know
nice.
It. Right. So that was when I discovered that too. I was like, man, I'm really hooked
talking about,
on this song.
Yeah. Song of the month. Yeah, totally, man. Beautiful stuff. Thank you, Jim.
Okay. So I have a play out. We'll do that in a second. First off, again, if anybody wants to share some new music with us, we'd love to get some more international stuff, too. That would be really cool.
Please.
We've got some international listeners. We'd love to hear it. Call
612-440-1984.
Leave a message there or find us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram at Suburbs Pod or email us rock@suburbspod.com. Please rate and review our show also on the Apple Podcast.
And I'll just say this, Jim, you know, as you kind of implied there, you know, this pandemic has forced us all to look inward and, you know, dredge up the stuff we love and sort of, you know, make choices like what's important to me, what's not important to me. And I think bands, you know, if you got a good song out there that you haven't put out, like share it with us right now.
Oh yeah, that'd be great too.
Be amazing.
Sure, of course.
I mean, if you got something, you know, come on, let us know. We'll put it out there.
Bring it on.
Yeah.
Now this is a good time to also mention, since this is our Friday episode,
yeah,
that another thing we've been doing on lockdown is every Friday on Zoom, which we mentioned we are becoming a little bit proficient on Zoom. Every Friday
yeah.
night on Zoom we do the Friday night hootin'.
Yeah.
We don't record it for the podcast or anything. It's just a thing
just
you can come and be part of because we need it at the end of the week
yep.
and we all want to be together. And the way this works is you'll click on our Zoom link and you'll go into the Hootenanny environment and you will then, you can either just watch and listen. That's totally fine.
Yep.
Just hang out with us virtually. Or if you want to play a song, we have people, listeners and other people who come on and they just basically take turns playing songs, and it's been like really, really a fun time, don't you think?
Oh my God, it saved my soul, Jim. It's basically the reason I know what day it is now. You know what I mean? It's like, all right, yep. We only got 3 days left to the Hootenanny, and it's meant a lot to me to lead those off with cover songs, and it just meant a lot, and we found some great people, and it's awesome. Yeah, so
great people who play. Yeah, great
just,
people.
Just be there. I mean, just to hear somebody like Justin Siner pour his soul into those songs was really touching.
Yeah.
And it really kept me going for another week. So yeah.
He played Hackensack, as I recall.
Ah, it was so good, Jim.
Wonderful. Yeah. Kurt Gallagher always brings it. He always comes in with more songs. Basically, he's like the human jukebox.
Oh,
you can
God.
Just tell
that
him
guy,
name a song, yeah, he figures it out.
That guy
should
be on Capitol Records, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then we get friends of friends who come in, people we don't even know, and they come in and play songs, and it's so cool. And then we had Corey Brandon last week, too, and that was pretty awesome.
Yeah, and hopefully this Friday we'll have someone else cool.
We're trying to line up some special guests, too. So anyway, I'm not going to give out all the information here on the thing.
Right.
Because we're trying to keep this kind of tight, but if you subscribe to our newsletter, you'll get the link there. So go to suburbspod.com and subscribe to the free newsletter, and you'll get the link there.
It's free.
Or email us rock@suburbspod.com or private messages on one of those social medias, and we'll share the link with you there as well. So
totally, man.
And that's every Friday night at 8 p.m. Eastern. All right. So here's my playout. I'm going to just set this up real quickly. It is from Lucas Nelson and the Promise of the Real.
Sweet, man.
So of course that's Willie Nelson's kid, and he's had this band going for a while.
Oh, yeah.
And it's a cool band.
Great band.
He put out an album in March called Naked Garden, and it is one of those kind of like outtake albums.
Yeah.
Like it's like songs that weren't included on his previous album from 2019. Recorded with Rick Rubin at Shangri-La Studios, and the Naked Garden has like outtakes and alternate versions of songs and all that kind of stuff. But what always amazes me, I'm never sure what to expect when a band does that, when they put out just like, here's some stuff laying around.
Totally,
right?
Man. It could be pretentious, or it could be really great.
Right.
You know, you never know.
What I'm always surprised is then when I hear a song that sounds so good, I'm like, how did you leave this off the record? Right. This is one of those songs.
Yeah.
I listened to this song. It sort of just jumped into my ears right away and just stuck in my brain.
Sweet.
It's got this great guitar hook. It's just really cool vibe. It's just got a good sentiment, and I think you're gonna love it. And man, if this is a song he sort of tosses aside for a while, then this guy's really got some talent. So it's Rock in the Suburbs. I'm Jim Lenihan.
I'm Patrick Foster,
and here is Lucas Nelson and the Promise of the Real with Couldn't Break Your Heart. We'll talk to you guys later.
I'm trying so hard to stay.
What's the album that kept him off number one for that year? That would be a
great that would be right. Question. That's right. Yeah. It was probably Michael Jackson's Dangerous, I think. But anyway,